Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning. Middle of another big week here in the MOB community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble, thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. There's a famous quote that you may or may not have heard before, but one that I truly love. It comes from the great Henry Ford, and the quote is, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right." It's a very interesting quote, and I gotta say, never have truer words been spoken. You see, it could be easy to take a step back and think, man, it's not fair. It's easy to make excuses. It's easy to blame circumstances. It's easy to point to the forces outside of our control and cry foul. But the real question is, what are we going to do about it? Champions in life don't settle on excuses. They simply do not. Now listen, we all have excuses. Every single person on the planet has excuses. We choose to make them. Sometimes people say, well, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the people in my life. But those are excuses. The question is, okay, and now what? What are you going to do about it? No matter what, if a person is committed, they will find a way. That's the most important part you have to remember. Champions in life don't settle on excuses, even though they have them. They find a way no matter what. They're committed to finding the solution. Now, I share this with you because you're going to have a lot of people that come to you for your business. They're going to want solutions. They're going to have all kinds of reasons. They're going to call them reasons, but truly they're excuses as to why they cannot or will not or have not. It's our job as entrepreneurs, as leaders, to help maneuver people, guide them to a breakthrough, to help propel them to that next level, to make a decision that will help them open up and write the next chapter of their life. As a mission accomplishment strategist, I've been doing this for my career. I love working with entrepreneurs and executives and athletes and people who are serious about their success because invariably they finally throw their hands up in the air and say, I'm tired of trying to go on my own. I'm tired of trying to figure this out and do things that are holding me back, that won't get me where I want to be. They get fed up with it. This Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live on my Facebook page, facebook.com/flywithjt. I'm going to be talking about some of the principles that you have to have in order to get past a setback, because really they're the same kinds of principles that you have to overcome anything in life. Remember what Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So here's the question. What are your priorities? The most direct way to know if your excuses are holding you back is to explore your priorities. Is it more important to stay stuck? Is it more important to stay in pain? Is it more important to stay in the excuse itself? I don't have the time, I don't have the money, blah, 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 whatever the excuse is. Is it more important to stay there, or is it more important to move forward? That's the question. And I think you'll find that a lot of people find it, it's not that it's more important on, you know, logically. Logically, they're saying, well, no, of course success is more important. Of course a better way of life is more important. But they're so wrapped up in the excuse that they choose to stay stuck in it. Is it more important to feel secure, or is it more important to have freedom? Because you can't have both. Now, you can create financial security and financial freedom. That's possible, but you have to take risks to get there. You can create the ability to make choices and decisions on your terms, but you have to make the sacrifices to get to that level. Jocko Willink, retired U.S. Navy SEAL, author of the book Extreme Ownership, along with his co-author Leif Babin. He's got a great saying, discipline equals freedom. The more disciplined you are, the more freedom you have. But the thing is most people see discipline as handcuffs. They think, oh, man, if I have to adhere to a diet or adhere to a workout, what kind of freedom is that? The freedom is this, is that once you establish that discipline, you can make the choice to have the hot fudge sundae when you want to. The beautiful thing is you won't always want one. It's not something you'll have to have every single day. In your business, if you want to have that financial freedom, you got to have the discipline to put the hours in, to grind it out when you're disappointed or tired or frustrated or you're not seeing the results. Instead of complaining about it and pointing fingers and saying, he said, she said, they told me, they promised me this, it's about pushing through that barrier of pain until you get to the results you want. The most direct way to know if your excuses are holding you back is to explore your priorities. Next, you got to ask yourself, what's bigger, the challenge or the desire to find the solution? What's bigger? Are you really going to let the problems that you have, that's what people call them, be your life? Or are you going to say, listen, here is my answer to this. I will find a way, either through, around, under, or over, but I'm not staying here. Ask yourself this question when the task is overwhelming. When, ask yourself, how important is it? Is the challenge or the desire to be successful? What's more important? Ask yourself that question. Is it more important for me to be in this station in life, or is it more important for me to do what I know I have to do to go to that next chapter? Oftentimes, frankly, procrastination and overwhelm are byproducts of not knowing what to do. It's not so much a lack of desire or lack of motivation or somebody being lazy. It's just that they don't know what to do. And so you got to follow the champions. They find it within themselves to rise to the occasion. They seek the answers. Now, I recommend you finding your own answers, but you got to remember this. You cannot Google your way to success. Sometimes you got to reach out. Sometimes you got to lean on people. Sometimes you got to ask for help. But if the ego gets in the way, again, go back to the same question. What's bigger, the challenge or the desire to find the solution? Winners find solutions. Champions find solutions. Everybody else kind of stays stuck in the challenge or the problem. Then we got to get moving. Literally get moving. I mean, like, literally move your body. Work out, dance, walk, ride a bike, do jumping jacks, whatever you got to do, but change the way you physically feel in the moment. I think Tony Robbins calls it changing your state, but whatever you want to call it, get yourself out of the funk so that you can actually make a better decision. You go back to that second question I just asked you and said, what's bigger, the challenge or the desire to find solutions? Listen, if you're feeling like crap, then get up, move around, jump around, break a sweat, and then ask the question again. What's more important, staying stuck or finding the solution? I promise you this, if you have broken a sweat and had those endorphins flowing, you're like, damn it, it's more important to find the solution. And pretty soon you start feeling better about the situation and yourself. And then you start taking better actions. What does it take to take that first or that next step and then build the momentum? That's the real question. And finally, as important as all of this, we have to check our ego at the door. You're going to find people that will come to you and they'll say, I would love to do this. I would love to work with you. I love your everything you're about, but, and then they'll start piling on the excuses. I hear this all the time. JT, I listen to your podcast. You're awesome. I'd love to hire you as my coach, but here's the key. Sometimes limiting beliefs are hidden as that in that Trojan horse of perfectionism, ego, closed-mindedness, and fear. Those Trojan horses are deadly, my friends. Be cautious. Not just in the people that you do business with and come to you and they want to work with you, but they have all these Trojan horses themselves, but be careful that you don't have them inside your own heart. It comes down to doing it anyway, finding a way, putting yourself out of the comfort zone. Instead of making the excuses, finding a way. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, as Admiral Farragut said. Listen, one of the most important decisions you can make in life is the decision to not stay stuck, the decision to say enough is enough, the decision to say this time I will succeed, I can do this, I will do this, and now I'm going to do it. And when you say that, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the bold forces will come to your aid. The mighty forces will come to the aid of the bold. And the reason is this. When you break that inertia, when you set the priority that your victory, your success, your forward progress is more important than staying stuck and wallowing in that feeling of awfulness, when you make it as a priority that you're going to get to that next rung on the ladder, you will find a way, you'll find that inner strength, you'll find the strategic grip that you need to have, and then you will pull yourself up. When you ask yourself, what's bigger, the challenge or the desire to create or find the solution? And in your heart, you know it's bigger, more important to you to find the solution. You'll start seeking them out. Will they come to you automatically? Not necessarily. But they will come to you faster than you realize, and much faster the more you peel away the excuses. The more you say, enough! I'm tired of playing in this cesspool of pain and excuses. I'm tired of staying stuck in life. I'm ready to progress. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to make a decision and believe in myself and follow through on the decision. When you get to that place, man, everything changes. Once you get moving, you literally get yourself up off the couch, jumping around, moving around, pumped up and ready to roll. And you put your ego aside and allow your inner heart, your best self, that amazing, remarkable best self that's sitting inside you right now to take over, that's when everything changes. That's when everything shifts. That's when the true, remarkable magic happens in life. And I don't like the term magic because it tends to lend people to believe, oh, okay, I'll just do one thing and then everything else will fall in place and take care of itself. That's not necessarily how it works. What I'm talking about is you'll surprise yourself. You'll actually prove it to yourself. You'll go out there and do something and you'll turn around and go, wow, I did it. Now what's next? And that momentum, that belief, that confidence will start to build on itself. And then you'll take the next step and the next step and the next step. Sometimes you're going to stumble, okay? Sometimes you just will. Sometimes you're going to fall and you're going to land on the pavement and your hands are going to get scraped and bloodied. But then you're going to dust yourself off. You're going to get back up and you're going to say, okay, next step, next step, next step. And over time, those small, deliberate, purposeful steps will take you across the finish line. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, as the great Henry Ford said. The question is, what do you want to be right about? My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the MOB Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.